This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. It's shaping up to be a busy recess for U.S. House Democrats involved in the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff has told members of his panel to be ready to return to Washington during the two-week break. Depositions have been lined up for a number of State Department officials before two other committees, and Schiff tells ABC's This Week his committee wants to hear from others, especially those cited in the whistleblower complaint.
Look at the courage that he or she has demonstrated and follow that example, because we are dependent on people of good conscience coming forward.
Schiff says they haven't decided yet to call President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani tells ABC's This Week that if he's asked, it would be up to Trump.
If he decides that he wants me to testify, of course I'll testify.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
AP's Matt Small says President Donald Trump is lashing out at opposition Democrats as they march toward an impeachment vote.
In a series of tweets last night, President Trump says he deserves to meet the person behind the whistleblower complaint, someone he calls his accuser, as well as whoever gave that person what the president says was largely incorrect information. Trump also accuses Democrats of doing great harm to the country, all in an effort to destabilize the nation and the 2020 election.
That was AP's Matt Small. More than 100 people have died in relentless monsoon rains in recent days in India, which is on the path to experiencing its wettest September since 1917. The states of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar have been particularly hard hit, with people navigating the streets in boats. India's monsoon season runs from June through September, but weather forecasters say they're not sure when these monsoons will depart. This is VOA News. Hong Kong residents started clearing glass and debris in downtown on Monday after a weekend of violence between anti-government protesters and police. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more on what happened.
A battered and bruised Hong Kong rushed to clean up on Monday ahead of the October 1st National Day. It's Communist China's 70th birthday, and authorities here are eager to put their best face forward. But anti-government protesters have other ideas and plan to take to the streets. Their movement escalated over the weekend with some of the most violent clashes since demonstrations kicked off in June. Protesters threw petrol bombs and set fires, sometimes targeting government offices. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons. They even fired live ammunition, a so-called warning shot, to protect their own safety. Demonstrators are angry about what they see as Beijing's creeping control over the former British colony.
That was Reuters' Eve Johnson. A mass demonstration took place Sunday in Moscow, Russia, with protesters demanding the release of people who were jailed for participating in peaceful anti-government protests since July. At least 20,000 protesters crowded central Moscow Sunday. One of the chief organizers, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, addressed the rally, which was granted a rare legal permit by authorities. More than 2,000 people have been jailed in recent months for participating in unsanctioned rallies. Here's one protester.
For me, it's very important that the rally is authorized, because after July 27th, I am scared to attend any unauthorized events. But I think it's very important that our courts are just not like the courts cases we have had. I hope we can have influence.
Since July, protesters in Moscow have been demonstrating against the exclusion of opposition candidates from city assembly elections. Former Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's Conservative Party has won the snap election he called when his government collapsed. With most of the votes counted, the People's Party won 37% of the vote. Kurz's government collapsed in May after a video emerged showing leaders of his coalition partner cozying up to Russian oligarchs. Clashes between two Turkish-backed rebel groups in the northwestern Syrian town of Afrin have left at least two fighters dead and about a dozen wounded, according to reports Sunday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that fierce fighting between the Al-Majd Legion and Al-Sham Legion in Afrin erupted Saturday night following a disagreement over property. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of America. 1. It's today's exclusive hits.